I'm joined by Adelaide Waters and Beth Shoemaker, representing the W Forum. And Adelaide, you are the founder of W Forum.
That's right.
And you are a board member, Beth.
I am a board member, and I am in my own women's group.
So the W in W Forum stands for women. And my first question is, what is a women's forum?
A women's forum is a group of 6 to 8 women who meet once a month and form a relationship that lasts years, sometimes even decades. And the purpose of that group is to share their life experiences, to continue to grow and develop. I think most of our members are really very much lifelong learners. And so looking for different perspectives and inspiration, because we learn so much from each other and the passages we all go through.
What I find really unique about Women's Forum is that it doesn't start out as a close circle of friends. And so I am able to get perspective on my life in a way that I wouldn't necessarily in a similar circle of friends.
I think, you know, what's interesting is that to come together in a group of women who don't know each other in other circles, or maybe just know each other by profession, but this is a group of women who have no agenda for you.
Are these groups people of a similar age?
We organize the groups by age stage. So we have 30-something groups, 40-something, 50, 60. We've had several 20-something groups.
During the group sessions, is there a moderator that can sort of keep one person possibly from dominating the conversation? Or
there is a moderator that steps in and leads typically for a year. It doesn't mean that leadership is not shared amongst the group. And there's also a great handbook that Addie's put together that helps define guidelines for the group, and so that it's easy to tap into and follow what's going to support, so that people aren't talking too much, they're stepping up and stepping back, they're owning their own take on a situation and not trying to advise or project things onto other people. So it really keeps the communication clear and keeps women on track onto purposeful conversation.
Yeah, I think actually being peer facilitated is one of the things that makes Women's Forum a unique sort of group. And groups, meetings need a structure so that people know what to expect and understand how to listen. It's not overly rigid, but the structure really does help everybody feel like what they're coming for and the time that they're spending together, they're going to take home something of value.
Adelaide, or Addie if you prefer, you wrote the Women's Forum Handbook, as Beth was mentioning. What is this like?
The reason I wrote it is to help groups understand what is their purpose together, so that they can talk about what their shared purpose is and develop their own sense of a shared purpose, and to understand that there's certain communication practices that, you know, just help to make a more authentic conversation. It's about the things that women talk about. It's about character. It's about contribution, relationships, family, work and career, practical matters, sacred matters. And it doesn't tell you things, it actually asks. Mm-hmm. So the questions bring you back to what is important to you and what is calling to you and what does this mean for you.
And the questions that she lists are all open-ended. And so it really opens up looking at things in a different way and hearing about things that you might not even, from yourself and from other people in the group, that you might not have thought about before in that way. And so the questions really kind of burrow down and open up conversation to a different level.
Something I didn't realize until the book was complete and I looked at all the white space in the book is that I wrote this book with the help of Laura Thielen as my editor and beautiful book designers Selena Eldred and Hamadou Boukam. But when a woman uses this book, it's her words and her life experience. And so over time, it becomes a compendium of her wisdom.
Are there any events or anywhere where people could go if they are interested and want to learn more about this?
Now that we have 10 groups in the Aspen Carbondale corridor. And we've we've built a community of women, we are starting to host community-wide meetings. We had our first very special event in June with poet Rosemary Traumer, and that brought together about 60 women. We are hosting another workshop that will be open to members only in December, and Beth is going to be presenting that along with Ellen Stapenhorst. And so in November and December, we start to organize what might become new groups for the new year, and so we'll host introductory meetings in December so women can find out more about Women's Forum, meet who else might be in a group, and decide for themselves if this is something that works for them. And there's registration and information, sign up for newsletters on the website, wforum.org. And I'm also open to phone calls. And so you could reach me at 970-683-8370. It isn't an immediate turnaround on, I want to be in a group. It takes some organizing and it takes actually a lot of care, but it's not about how long it takes. It's about finding the right fit.
And say there are listeners in Leadville who like this idea and want to run with it and use your book as a model. Are you open to coaching people from a distance if that's their interest?
I am. In fact, that is how we started our Seattle chapter, which was launched in January of this year.
Adelaide Waters and Beth Shoemaker, thank you both for coming in to tell us about W Forum. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I have such high respect for all of you at KDNK. I love what you bring to our community. It's networking and communicating with people. It's reaching out to a larger context that we are part of something bigger than ourselves, whether it's through Women's Forum, whether it's through KDNK, and to have a place where you can plug in and hear your echo kind of throughout the community is really important. My husband Sloan and I are avid members and avid supporters of KDNK and donate annually. We love the work you guys do, so thanks.
It's just so great to learn about our neighbors, so many people with talents who are hosting your programs. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to hear just our local community and give voice to it. Thank you.
Thank you.